Blog Talk Radio.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
open that door to some that feel like it's closed, Father God, that they may get this communication with you. We say thank you, Father God. We say we claim in victory in advance, Father God. We say thank you. You told us to trust you, Father God. So, and then you let us know that you will be with us, Father God. So we claim that, Father God, in victory. Victory, realize victory belongs to Jesus. So thank you for allowing us to have this relationship with you. Oh, Father God, that we may come commune with you and talk with you, Father, and spend time with you. We say thank you. We count it as a privilege. We count it as a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Let them know. Let them know these are not just words, Father God, but you're finna move and do something. Thank you. Oh,
yes,
hallelujah. You're finna move somewhere in some life. We say thank you. In Jesus' name, we claim it. We ask it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're so thankful. We're so thank you. Here, when I see Jesus, just give me a moment. When I think about it, you know, the song tells us I learned how to live holy. I've learned this means something. I've learned how to live right. I've learned. This is for good for those that are trying to walk right. You know, you can have this testimony. I've learned. You know, I ain't always did my best, but I've learned how to live holy.
Yeah.
I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. See, some people they only want it. You know, when it's a parade. You know, and they only want the parade part. But all time, sometimes in that parade, oh, listen at me. Sometimes you have to sit alongside the road, you know. You know, so when you get older, sometimes you can't march in the parade. You know, sometimes when you get older, you have to sit beside and watch as the parade go by. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But even in that, it is a blessing, you know, because you have lived so wonderfully, so you can, when you can't, sometimes you have to stand by and just wave your hand. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Here he is, Luke 19, verse, as Jesus entered and passed through Jericho.
Yeah.
And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich.
listen.
And he was rich. You know, we learned just a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is hard. It is hard for a rich man. hard, you know. It's hard for a rich man. See, because when you have riches, your prayer check changes. When you have riches, you don't hope in God, but you hope in your money. You hope in your status. You hope in the things that you have already in your possession. So your prayer is a little different, you know. Your prayer is not the fervent prayer of the righteous, you know. But some may pray, Lord, bless me to stay rich, or Lord, bless me to keep this money. They don't even pray for their health because they feel like their money can buy them whatever they have need of. You know, their hope and their trust is in their money, and their mind is stayed on how can I stay rich, and or either how can I become richer. You know, and even Zacchaeus, which he was a chief among the publican, and he was rich, he tells you that. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. Now, who is this? And the crowd are gathered around, you know. Who is this? And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the press because he was little of stature. So he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. And he said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thine house. This is what our Lord and Savior said unto Zacchaeus. Oh, hallelujah. What I'd like to ask you a question. What would you do to see Jesus? Oh, What kind of sacrifice would you make to see the Lord? How many times have he knocked at the door of your heart? How many times have he said unto you, for this day, for today, I must abide at thine house? How many times have he said to anyone, listen, for this day, for this day, for this hour, even now, I must dwell in your heart. I must dwell in your heart right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And he made haste. He came down and received him joyfully.
Yes.
See, you can have wealth, but when you heed to our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, the change, it'll change. See, ain't nothing wrong with having a little money, but if you're able to let God do something with your heart, see, it's easy for you to start thinking, live differently. It's easy for you to want to bless somebody because God has done something with your heart. So you look unto God rather than your status. Hallelujah. Even though Zacchaeus, he was little in stature. So he had to do something to see the Lord. How many of us have to do a little bit more than others to see the Lord? It might take a little more sacrifice than some because of your stature or your status. Sometimes you have to do, hallelujah, sometimes you have to bow down when you want to stand up. When you want to stand strong to show I'm a man, but sometimes you need to bow down and pray. Hallelujah. Let God do something with that heart. Here, that kid, he had to do something. Well, he was small in status, and the press was all around. You know, the crowd was thick, and it was much people, and people that were taller than him. So as we have things in our life that's taller than us, and we can't see the Lord. We have things in our way, so he did something that he might see Jesus. Well, he climbed up a sycamore tree. We have we might not have to physically climb a sycamore tree, but there are things that we have to climb that we might see Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But one thing I like about it, Jesus will meet you where you're at. You might say, man, I just can't, this thing, it's hard for me to do whatever it is that you and God know what that is. But Jesus helped him out. He said, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. He probably made so much haste, he probably knocked all the bark off the tree getting down that he might, you know. that he might, that, you know, joyfully he did this, and because he did something that he might see the Lord. So when the Lord, how many of us with joy when we have prayed or when we have asked of the Lord, and through God's compassion, you know he spoke to you, and joyfully, with joy, with haste, you ran unto him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you made haste. He made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. I don't care what some think about you. But when the Lord speaks to you, when the light of life shines on your door path, it don't matter what people say. you're gonna be a Christian now. Yes, Lord, and I'm thankful for it. You know, they murmured at what Jesus done. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of us will joyfully receive the Lord in spite of what people say, in spite of what those that are talking, the naysayers always going to have something to say about when the Lord bless you, hallelujah. When they saw it, they all murmured. They should have been rejoicing and shouting, you know, but they was yet in darkness. And when they all saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Why not? Why not go to the most, if God saved somebody that was a hellion, that was a troublemaker, you should be glad. You should say, Lord, thank you, Jesus, because instead of murmuring or talking, you should be glad. And Zacchaeus stood, said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Thank you, Jesus. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. See, hallelujah. You can tell that this man was a little different than other rich men. You know, how many rich do you know that would give mostly all they have away, not for a tax write-off, hallelujah, but the half of his goods he give to the poor, that the half of them. And if he have taken anything from any man by false accusation, he restored him. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. But as much as he also is a son of Abraham, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save which that was lost. He comes to save those that are out of the way, that the not learned of his way. You know, he comes to save. He comes to bring salvation, to save you from the very effects of evil. Salvation to save, to restore. To help bring someone in that have lost their way. For as much is also a son of Abraham, and the promise he gave unto Abraham, you know, you can be a son. Hallelujah. That's an honor, to be a son. Thank you, Jesus. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. Oh, that sets it right there, because he said he was. He's not, he didn't say he is. But he speaks, and was is the past. You know, it is the past, is what was. He is the present, but was. Thank you, Jesus. Was lost. Oh, how many of you, God, have made you feel like, well, I was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. You know, I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. See, in this, you might say, well, you know, I got time. I got time. I can wait, you know. But who told you you had tomorrow? Who told you that you had the next minute? Choose salvation today. Choose Jesus' way today. Be humble enough to allow, the Holy Spirit within your heart that will lead you and guide you, you know, along your way, that will help you in the pitfalls, that will give you strength that you're going to need. You're gonna need the Lord. You might be having fun right now, might have plenty of money in your pocket and no signs of the coronavirus. Oh, Lord, but the only thing it takes is just the wrong person to breathe on you. Hallelujah. Oh,
amen.
The wrong surface for you to touch, and then don't wash your hands quickly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Brad.
Yes, sir. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Brad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't be on the sideline like this, man. I must say something. Can I say this? Come on.
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
He didn't have to tell Nicodemus this, right? He didn't have to tell him. And when Jesus saw that he, look at what he said, that he was very sorrowful. He said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it's easy for a camel to go through a needle of an eye for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it and said, who can be saved? And Jesus said, so he said, these things which is impossible with man but are possible with God. So he didn't have to tell him to fulfill all this stuff to get in with him. That's what you're trying to tell me?
Come on.
So he told the Lord before the Lord told him what to do, right? Let me get out the way, man. That's what I want to add.
You're right.
We just went over there about the rich man. When he told the rich man, he said, you lack one thing. Go sell everything you got and give it to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
But Zacchaeus said, what? Can I get in there with you? Zacchaeus said,
yes,
what?
Before
came to say this here, he said, I'm going to give it all. Even if I did misuse somebody, I want to give them back with all I gave them.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And how beautiful it is to give back for what God have blessed you with. If he has blessed you with, you know, you might not have the money, but you have love.
Yeah.
you might don't know every scripture, but you have a communication with God. and you need him to help you carefully walk through his word. Oh, hallelujah. And when you have love, when you have shown this love to someone else. He was a little different. half of his goods he gave to the poor. And then and if, you know, God put up on his heart, you know, that he has falsely took from any, or if he had falsely put accusations upon any, he restored him.
Yeah.
Restore him. How many have we restored, you know, that we may have done wrong? You know,
yeah.
How? What do you mean? Well, you may have, sir. You may have done a hurry shot. if you walk with me, I can hear my pastor. He used to give illustrations about a basketball team. You have five men working that ball to get it down the court, and then somebody foolishly do a shot that they didn't practice for, walk with me, a shot that they didn't, you know. They didn't even think about that it took five of them hustling the ball down the court, and then somebody foolishly did something and wasted the effort. Oh, you might didn't play basketball, but you got in a conversation, and you disregarded the other man's feelings. But you did whatever it took to purse that man to even, in the name of Jesus, even to hurt him so that you may provoke anger within him. Listen, walk with me. Oh, by false accusations, you know. and how do I restore someone? Hey man, I'm sorry for what I did. Hey, oh, I'm sorry for what I said. You restore him. You give him a chance to release that through forgiveness. Forgiveness. Restore him.
That's it.
Poor folks, restore him. You're cheating anybody out of any money. Restore it to him. Hey man, I tricked you. I apologize for that. But hey man, I got this wrongly from you. Let me restore this unto you. Restore. Restoration is good. God restores us. He receives us and he restores us. He put us back where we ought to be. We ought to be. If you have a gift, let me restore it. If you have a gift, if you have something that people will turn aside and listen, be careful of what you do with that gift. That's a talent that God gave you. If men will turn aside and listen what you have to say, why not give them God?
Amen.
If you are able to get their attention, restore them, put them where they need to be. Why not give them God? Why not give them Jesus?
and by this you save
yourself. And then that hear you. You know, you both of you are saved, and God will get the glory. Jack here stood. Lord, behold, look, Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. See, these are Zacchaeus' works. though I'm rich, and even in my richness, I want to see Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah. Even though I have money and I have things that help me make it through this thing we call life, but I want to see Jesus. If I have to climb a sycamore tree, I want to see Jesus. If there's too many things around, watch this. I got to be lifted a little bit higher out of this situation because my stature is small. Listen. He was of small stature. How many of us, you could be 6 foot but still be of small stature? Hallelujah. Your heart might be small. You might be so weak in the flesh that you are of small stature, but you need to do something that you might see Jesus. that you might see Jesus in you, because the crowd could be pressing. It could be so many naysayers that you listen to them rather than listen to what you know is right. That boy that said, come unto Jesus. Come unto salvation that I'm bringing to your house. Come, open unto me. I stand at your heart and I knock. Come up, come on up a little higher. hallelujah. How can I climb this sycamore tree in my life? Father, I need you. That's a good step right there. I can't wait till Sunday, but right now, Lord, I need you. And God is so wonderful. He'll let you do it in secret. But when you go in secret, he'll reward you openly. man, you don't cut up like you used to, or you don't do this, because I had a conversation with the Lord one day.
That's it. Yeah.
I'll allow Jesus to abide at my house.
My God.
One day. Oh, hallelujah. He said, just like Jesus told Zacchaeus, salvation. Oh, hallelujah. I'm bringing salvation to you right now. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait till the doors of the churches open them. I'm opening them up right now because you have made the choice. You'll do what it takes to see me in your actions. I give half. Listen, a rich man, the half of my goods, I give them to the poor. And if I misuse anybody, if I charge anybody, if I claim that someone has done something illegal, you know, charging, I have denied somebody of something that they should have had. Oh, hallelujah. You know, my works, I'm trying to do what's right. You know, you can prepare yourself to see the Lord. Prepare yourself to see the Lord. I don't want to just get in, but I want what he has for me. Oh, hallelujah. He has a reward for you. And why give your reward away by foolish living? But, oh, hallelujah. But prepare yourself for the Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Lord told Zacchaeus in verse 9, this day your salvation come to your house. For you caught my eye when you went up that tree. Oh, hallelujah. You caught my eye and you stopped and you prayed. Oh, hallelujah. You caught my eye when you considered to see me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This day, because of what you done. You're making me have compassion on you, for you did a thing. You lifted yourself up. You know, you could have just said, "Well, you could have had the excuse about your stature was small and it was so you couldn't see." But no, you wanted to turn aside and did everything you think that you had to do that you might see him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So you called salvation to come to your house. Thank you, Jesus. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save. Let him seek your heart. Oh, hallelujah. Let him seek your heart. You know, only thing you have to do, you can do it in secret. Just open up unto him. Open up to Jesus. Jesus is calling for someone to open up. He's seeking for that is still lost, that he may save him, God wants to do something for you. He wants to do something with your heart this day. Let him. And even if you are saved, but he want a closer walk with thee. he wants you to commune with him. He wants you to pray unto him. He just want to hear your voice. He loves you so. He just wants to hear your voice. He wants you to see just how sweet it is, this communion that he has for you. He wants you, oh, hallelujah. He wants you to experience this living water that you won't thirst no more, because once you get a drink of it, you may go off and have a little fun, but, oh, hallelujah, the leaven that he will allow to come in your heart makes you start desiring, man, I want to feel that again. I'm amazed that you did something about my situation when I prayed. I'm going to pray again. I'm going to talk to God another chance. That prayer will change to a fervent prayer. I need you, Lord, because I know you're the one that can do something about it. Hallelujah. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. Make that proclamation unto the Lord. I need you, Lord, every hour. Every hour. Every hour. Oh, bless me now. When you cry out like that unto the Lord, he will hear you. When you realize, I can't do it myself, I tried myself, but I need you every hour. Oh, hallelujah. Set yourself up just like Zacchaeus did. He set himself up for a blessing. You want to set yourself up for a blessing. What blessing? You're talking about eternal life. eternal salvation unto you. Save you from the very effects of evil salvation. This day. Oh, let him abide with you. Let him abide with, let him walk with you. Let him talk with you. Oh, hallelujah. Let him. You can say for yourself, I know him for myself. This is what they've been talking about. But oh, hallelujah, Son of Man. God seeks to save that which was lost. You don't have to continue to be lost. Oh, hallelujah. And you don't even have to continue to be in the level that you're on, because to have found the Lord is not the end of the search, but it's just the beginning. Yeah. He has things to reveal unto you. Oh, hallelujah. You say you believe. Okay. Well, now God wants to show you just what you believe in. You believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection. You have been baptized. So now let me give you this sweet Holy Spirit that will lead you more than just a feeling, but I'm going to put an inward counsel down on the inside that can walk with you, that can talk with you, that can guide you, that can let you know when I can't get a hold of that spiritual brother that God has given me. But I can steal away by myself, and me and God can have a conversation. Hallelujah. This Holy Spirit, this Holy Spirit. But it's something that you need to do. Just like Zacchaeus climbed that tree that he might see Jesus. Oh, and sometimes we climb the tree for the wrong reason, and God has to tell us to make haste and come down. Sometimes we have, oh, we have been too lifted, and he has to say us to come down. I got to abide at your house. See, this thing can go a different way if you look at it more spiritually. Sometimes we have become gifted, and we start being lifted in our own pride that we cannot, listen to God on every hand. Sometimes he don't only speak through the pulpit. Sometimes he speaks in other ways when you're not in the sanctuary. See, because some people, they dress up and they try to show their Sunday best, you know. And if they don't watch it, they have clothed themselves in righteousness, self-righteousness. It's a difference. And then you look down on that one that comes and says, Oh, Lord, just have mercy on me. And if you don't watch it, you'll start being like the crowd. You'll start to mumble. He ain't done this. He ain't been that. But you should be praying that the Lord bring salvation to that one so they may can walk a little better, so that they may can talk a little better. Oh, hallelujah. How beautiful it would be if our honest crowd, Father, give my brother or my sister strength that they may make it another day. That they may walk a little. How much better would it be if we lift one another up instead of turn each other down on every chance we get, but if we lift one another, encourage somebody along their way. Oh, you're restoring them in that way. You restore them. Restore rather than tear down. Oh, hallelujah. Build up rather than destroy. Hallelujah. Then you set yourself up. You know that you have been changed. You know that you are a disciple because you have loved the brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers as we walk through this Luke 19, 1 through 10. I just want to leave that with you today. Leave that right there. Leave that. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know salvation is right at your door. Salvation, salvation, salvation. Strength is right at your door. I dare you to say, just say it to the Lord, I need you.
Lord,
you might be saved, but I dare you to say unto God, I need you with a sincere heart. I need you. I need you. Lord, I can't do this alone. I need you. Even though I'm strong, I want to become strong because I need you. I realize time is short, but I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. Every hour, I need you. Oh, hallelujah. You watch how the Holy Spirit, watch what God will do for you with a sincere heart. He can do something. Get away somewhere. Get away somewhere and just, Lord, it was just you and the Lord. Still away, I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you. Help me, help me. Give me what to say. Oh, because he knows what we yet have need of. We might think we that all that in a bag of chips. But God is the one that we need to make sure that we're pleasing. We need to make sure we have this relationship. We need to make sure, and also if you know what's right, if you know the right way, oh, you need to be very careful with that you know, because you're held accountable for that you know. Oh, hallelujah. If you know and don't do, Lord, have mercy. Save me, Lord, from myself. Salvation is right at your door. If you have been doing it, you don't have to keep on doing salvation. Though you are saved, he can save you and take you to a new level, restore you. Restore. Hallelujah. Somebody say, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you're open to God, when you are open to God, he will bless you. God bless you on this day. God bless you on this day. I thank you for your love. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your hope and your success. Your hope, just think about it. If I'm hoping for my brother or my sister, if I'm hoping for them to be as the best they can be for God, what do you think God is going to do to me and for me? If I'm hoping, you know, I'm not bragging, but I'm going to tell you what I know. As I hope for my brother, Reverend Brian, as I hope for God, let him to be all that he can be for God. Don't you know that? That gives me strength. Oh, thank you. God will set an example before you. If you get weary along the way, you think you can't make it, he'll give you someone to look at and see how the blessing God has been. Oh,
God bless him.
Oh, in the name of Jesus. The blessing. Oh, if you think you can't make it, God will put something in your way to let you see. It can and it will. even in this hour. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. God bless you. And I have no problem in giving perfume to and flowers to one while they're still able to hear it. I have no problem. Because I know his eye is on the sparrow. Oh, hallelujah. His eye is on the sparrow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Determination. Oh, hallelujah. Determined. Oh, determination. Thank you. Hallelujah, Sister Martha here. God bless you. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, our sins and griefs to bear.
Yeah.
What a privilege it is to have everything to God in prayer. Oh, what needs we often forfeit, and oh, what needless pains we bear. Yes, sir. Oh, because we do not have everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. What a friend. What a friend. That friend tells you salvation. It'll come. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, my new Amy.
Oh, what was that other verse, man? What was that other verse of that song?
Have we trials and temptation? The trouble anywhere? Should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He asked you, have you triumphed? Oh, God. Is there, he asked the question, is there trouble anywhere? Salvation. Salvation is coming. If there is trouble, if you need to be saved from the very effects of evil, sometimes we have to be saved from ourselves.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord, help me. Sometimes we have to, thank you in the name. Sometimes even ourselves is the problem, but God can do something about your own self. Sometimes he wants something just personal between you and him. It builds up a testimony within yourself. I know that there is a God, and I know God did. I didn't do this, but God did this. I can't take the glory. I can't take the honor because God did it. Hallelujah. Oh, and victory belongs to Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful here. Determination, Ruth. Ruth. Chapter 1, 6 verse. Oh, even 11 through 18. He has it determined. Your people shall be my people.
That's it.
And your God, my God.
That's it.
Ruth, that's Ruth 1 and 16. Thank you, Jesus. Your people shall be my people. And your God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Said that to Ruth. Says, my life, my love, I give to thee. Thou Lamb of God who died. Watch this for me. Oh, may I ever faithful be. Oh, may I ever faithful be my Savior and my God. Thank you, Jesus. Love calls for commitment. Sometimes even people don't want to be committed this day and time. They want, instead of a wife, they want a baby's mama or my baby's daddy. Instead of my baby, instead of my husband, they want they don't want to marry. They want to just live together so they think they can just get up and walk away anytime that they choose. But you're down in Texas. Now, if you sack it, God is so fixed it through the law down here. You common laws are so, it ain't so easy just, you can stack your bags now. Oh, my God. But I'm so thankful that some have turned aside to be determined, with a determination that, hey, your people should be my people. Listen here, watch this marriage. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. That's why we had to be careful of the foreign God. but when you get together, and if you get to fall in love with somebody that is out of the way, bring them into the way. Bring them into the way. Oh, but let your love for God be more than your love for that individual. And if they, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but if they want to turn away to something strange, don't let them turn you. Keep staying with God. Sometimes you have to walk away, but if you walk away because you made a sacrifice for God, he will lift you. He will lift you. He will love you, and he will, watch this, he'll restore unto you. Oh, better than that you thought you had or just that you thought you just needed. Oh, hallelujah. Here, thank you, Lord. Oh, also she in this, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. I see some. Who am I working for?
Yes, sir.
Who am? Ask a question in that. Oh, this is good. Through your daily walk, who am I working for? Oh, thank you, Lord. Shows me if my priorities are good and where I need to make changes. Thank you for the gift of family and friends. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. To spend time wisely, invest it in eternity. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Watch this walk hand in hand. To spend time wisely. Don't be so foolish or carefully about your time, but let some of that be about God. invest in it. Eternity. Invest in, because we only pilgrims passing through. Don't let nobody fool you. Even if you're not serving him. We have an ending date, don't we, Reverend Brian?
We have
an ending date. On this side, we have an ending date, but we still got to stand because the book still got to be open. Oh, so invest now. Spend time wisely. Who told you had tomorrow? Spend today wisely. Invest it in eternity. Invest it.
That's
in,
it.
Because, you know why? Because salvation is right here at your door this day. Salvation. You want a closer walk? Salvation. You want a closer talk? Salvation. It's right here at the door of your heart. Gently, he wants you to choose him. Even if you have chosen, choose him again. Go back to when you first believed, how you was excited. How was you with that significant other when you first met him? Was it joy? Was it happiness? It could be that way again. Oh. Go back and do what you used to do. You watch God bless. Go back and do what you used to do for that significant other. If you don't have a significant other, go back and do what you used to do for God to get his attention. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What pleased him. And it will ignite something to you. Go down on your knees. Lord, I just want to thank you. What you already done. Lord, I just want to thank you for things are as well as they are. Oh, I might not have what some think I should have, but I'm so glad, Lord, that I have you. And you watch what God do for you. Oh, even if you don't get what you're seeking after, listen, if you don't even get what you're seeking after, you still, if you have Jesus, you have the most important thing on this side of joy. Oh, and why not make that relationship the best that it can be? For in the time of trouble, shall he hide me? Why not you boast unto the Lord? Talk to the Lord. Tell somebody, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Even the wicked, when they came against me, God allowed them to stumble, made them stumble. Hallelujah. Be careful. Be careful how you abuse somebody because you're starting to be wicked, especially if they are a Christian. Be careful. Be careful. God's reign on the just and the unjust alike. But be careful. Be careful how we treat one another. Restore. Oh, no, why, Lord God, keep this word. Keep coming back to me. Restore. Restore unto your loved one, your family, your friends. Oh, your homeboys, your homegirls. Restore unto them. Just watch how better that is. Show a little love and kindness. Don't be so quick to want to fight and hurt one another or get one up on somebody, but restore. Restore, restore. Hey, man, how's it going? Hey, man, have a good day. Hey, man, I ain't want none. I just, you know, check and make sure you all right. You'd be surprised what they do for somebody. You know, show some kindness. Zacchaeus did, and look what it did for him. Well, he was lost. Was lost. Think about it. Jesus said he was lost. See, Jesus comes to seek and to save. God bless you on the day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this time, this hour, God, that you allowed us to come together. We said thank you. Brian, I turn it over to you because I'm just overjoyed, man. I can't hardly read for the tears in my eyes. I just thank you, you know. I just thank him. Thank you for that song because it really blessed my heart. I've learned how to live holy. I might have not done everything so right, but I've learned. I'm learning. Oh, hallelujah! How to live right. I'm going back to when I first believed it. I want to be open for him, you know. I want to be open for him. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whatever, God, you want to do, you know, this is the way I want to be. I want to be open for him that he may fill me. Fill me up. Thank you, Jesus. So, oh, God bless you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I just love you guys. Love you guys. Thank you for blessing me to be a part. I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Sister Martha, for your continual in praying, and bringing others along the way. Oh, because when you're helping someone else, you're helping yourself in the midst. Yeah. Thank you for your faithfulness, your perseverance. Yeah. God, I ask blessings upon our house. Father God, and then I feel the Holy Spirit. God bless her. Whatever she needs, give her a heart desire. Bless her health. Touch her body, Father God. Give her added strength. Oh, wisdom that she needs to keep on being a blessing, Father. We thank you. We love you, Father, for blessing. Even I feel the love through her. Oh, God. Oh, I feel that love. I haven't met her, but I feel the love. So I just through the scripture, you know it's genuine. Do it in such a humble way. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for this. And return, restore unto her Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus, bless her heart. Bless her heart's desire as she continues to walk with you in Jesus' name. Even her whole household and those who she witnessed to, bless her in Jesus' name. Oh, again, I have blessings over her house. You know her special needs. You know what she needs, Father God. And now we're opening up. We won't even be selfish. But for all of those, Father God, the invitation is extended. Bless them, Father God. Let them know that they have a mighty God. They have a mighty God that says to them, salvation is at the door in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this lesson. Thank you, Father God, for what you have done. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for what you have done and are continuing to do. Bless us to get more closer to you. Bless us to walk a little better, talk a little better, love more, Father God. Bless us to love more. Bless us when those evil spirits of hate want to come in or want it to be divided, destroyed, or tear down. We bind it in the name of Jesus that we may hear from you, Father God. We realize if we turn from our wicked ways, we'll hear from you, Father God. If we turn from even ourselves and look unto thee, when we come at all our help, Father, we realize our help is in you. So we realize it is in you that we move and we have our being. It is in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. We even thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, Father God, I'm not ending it, but I just want to stop right now and just tell you thank you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Overflow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man. Oh, Jesus.
My God.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I couldn't get past verse 10. It was like it just somebody needed to hear. Jesus comes. Son of man. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come. Come to seek and to save. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Bryant. Pastor Bryant, thank you.
Again, you know, you didn't pray for everybody. You didn't give a beautiful message, you know. You encouraged us, you know, and it was a message of repenting. So it's been extended that anyone that want to come to Jesus at this hour can come. Anyone need prayer can come. Anyone just need someone to just to hold the hand, come, hit the button, you know. And we'll try to our best to give to our best. We don't make no disclaimer, but we want to tell you we're just trying to do God's business, you know.
That's it.
Not to go over nothing. Bill just went over. He already did what God wanted him to do, and they used to touch and none of that. So we just want you to be encouraged with what he gave you from his heart, from
the
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can't wait to hear from tomorrow again. You know, we just can't wait.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you.
We just can't wait to hear from the Lord. And thank God for the beautiful love that he had for God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Amy, hey, Martha, you know, man, and God keep a ram in the bush, you know.
Yes,
sir. He's not going to let us go without, you know what I'm talking about. He's going to keep a ram in the bush. So where are you on your walk right now? Come to Jesus. You know, if you already got him and you just fell off, come to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What do you have to do? Zacchaeus did in a desperate way. And God didn't have to convict him either. He didn't have to convict him and tell him to do it. He did it from his heart. Sometimes we lay on the side. He He didn't want to be on the sideline. He wanted to say, "Lord, I want you to come to me. Since I can't come to you, I'll go to you." And he went to the Lord, and the Lord came to him and gave him salvation. You know, even though the naysayers on the sideline talked about him, because he went over there with that. God bless, brother. Thank you for that lesson, man. So we ask you, we spend this door of the church. We believe this is what God is. We believe God is always, anytime you lift in his name, he'll be there. And I heard that brother cry out to the Lord. I hear him rev and tell the Lord how appreciate you, how much he loves God. And y'all better know this. Rev may just start doing this now. He's been doing it for a long time. Sometimes you hear people giving, pouring their heart out to him, like it's some maybe fresh anointing, because God's trying to put a raiment of love in your heart, call on his name. We're trying to make it so approachable to you. I'm gonna do this here. I'm gonna say this because we know. Can I do this here? We not no scholars. Man. We just love.
All right.
Expressing and giving God what's in our heart. You know. Yeah, you can find somebody to speak better. Articulate better, sing better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Got more,
yes, sir.
Maybe have more commitment than we have. But one thing you can't steal for is our love for the people. Can't steal the love for the people.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We have love for the people. We're not going to quit on nobody. We're going to be right here. And God said, do anything what he do. Because we believe the ministry, what it says, many are called but a few are chosen. This ministry is not a lukewarm ministry. You know, talking about boy, if you can go through what we went through for a year, and one of our brothers gone in the arms of Jesus, we believe that. You hear his spouse there yesterday, and she was on the day. And she texted and said she'll be back tomorrow. You know,
God bless.
All we gotta do is be more willing to let the people come in, meet them where they're at. You know, and I'm gonna tell you something. Don't be so selfish in your love. Love one another. Like God loves you. But come to Jesus. Don't leave if you have a problem. Don't leave if you have to offer stay to him. Hit that one button. Tell the Lord that you want to hear it from him. But I got you though. We thank God for Yeah, but
you said you got so many. Didn't you say you would add to your daily?
Yeah, you don't get this. You know how we do it. But I do like that. Let me take that back. There's people out there. We got 100,000 people over here. We ain't got that, man. We just got the few God. Hey, bro, what God told us? Just a few. Just a few.
Yes, sir.
That's a few. That's a few.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's true. Love God. Brother, you're going to encourage us. We love when we hear from you, brother. You know, I'm glad you hit
love.
That one, man, because we need to be encouraged. This ministry, what we call God's plan, it extended way before we even got here. Brother D.D.M. used to carry this thing, you know. Tip his head in something down, and no, he's still breathing, you know. We just think it's coming through. Brother D.
In the name of Jesus. You know, I was enjoying the service this morning. I got started texting. Let me stop texting. I'll be interrupted.
God bless you.
I was enjoying it this morning. But you know, I was listening to my brother as he was bringing the word, and the word restored just stuck with me. And I said to myself, I looked at myself in my phone with the closest mirror I could look at. I said, I'm so glad that I restored myself. Back to Jesus. I'm so glad that I restored myself. Back to Jesus.
Come on, make it plain.
A lot of us out here think we can clean ourselves up and restore ourselves, when all we can do is just take ourselves back home. I'm so glad that the Lord saw fit to open arms and receive an old wretched, no good brother like me. Zacchaeus, he told Zacchaeus to come down. I must abide at your house today. Do you ever stop and think about how good it feels for the Lord to abide at your house? Oh, what a powerful word, my brother. Real about you, Lord George. I enjoy you. I enjoy
you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Keep praying for us.
Keep praying for us.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a true blessing to be restored.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
The reason I can say that, because, remember, he said, oh, taste and see.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can taste of the Lord. The Lord let you suffer here. In the name of Jesus. It's a blessing, my brother. I just want to let
your
brother know I'm here with you. I'm here with
God bless you. Thank you.
Good to hear from you, brother.
Man.
You know, play that song, right? I'm gonna tell you something. Some of the people know what I'm talking about, especially with a dog. Maybe, you know, see, we don't never rehearse what we do, right? We put these. I put it on every day, right? When I say I booked the show, this thing was a week in advance, right? You hear what? You should know what I'm doing. I mean, it booked last week. The song was booked last week. How we know we gonna be well with God? Say when he see Jesus, Zacchaeus see Jesus. Oh, you don't hear me? Now you see where I'm going, right? it wasn't rehearsed. You know what I'm saying? But God designed the song for that even the ministry that he did this morning. Because Zacchaeus can do like most of us. He could see him just walking by, so he had to get a little higher because he wanted to see the man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? So the songwriter said, but when I see Jesus, he said, amen. you catch that reference. I know, brother.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Loud and clear. Yes, sir.
We don't rehearse it. It came from God. This ministry is from God. It takes some old, no fit people like us. He get up and buy us and him give us strength and come and proclaim his word. You know what I'm talking about? You got people on this song, as I can say, with faith, want to hear. You know, they probably can't get to a physical church. You know what I'm talking about? But they want to hear the word of God. Start their day off with the word of God. And thank you, my brother, for what you're doing, what you had done. Brother D, I heard Brother D said on yesterday that people judge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They can't, when they judge it, they have to gather by looking in the mirror. You know, I texted Brother D yesterday. I said, "Get on." I said, "You on it, boy?" I said, "Too many times people look outside the mirror." But then I do like this here. That's why God allowed us to pray for one another. You know, and I thank God for the message, brother. I thank God for what He's doing, and you know, we made a reply, right? Only one came. You know, somebody said,
"Praise
the Lord,
bless you."
And I guess, you know, to me, I believe you did everything God wants to do. You know what I'm saying?
Praise the Lord.
I really do. I believe you blessed. But I heard you say this here.
No one can.
Yes.
No one will. Who will stand against our King? No one can. No one will.
the matter what I used to be. Say this. They might have said that it was cancer. It doesn't matter. Guess who the victory belongs to? Victory belongs.
Victory belongs to you. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs. Release all demand, release. Victory belongs.